Hey everybody, it's the Almighty Creator, also known as Strong Bad's Fan, on forums, and I am, yep, you guessed it, I am the lead guy for Soul Raver, and I'm here to do one of our hopefully weekly, podcasts about Soul Raver, discussion and whatnot. So, you know, give me a break here, because, you know, first time I've done any sort of podcast like this in a while, and, kind of have to get into the swing of things, especially since we're going to have people like Enemy Lasagna on board and listening. So, listening and talking. So, yeah. I do want to answer some questions that were posed in the Soul Raver Show questions thread, because that's mainly what I'm here to do, other than have a good time. So, yeah. Let's start from the beginning. I'm going to, this thread is kind of terribly organized, like, yeah, don't know quite, like, what, maybe our game at this point, but, it's gonna get better. Yeah, we are, I just want to ensure people that we are pretty diligently working on, the game as it stands, and you don't see it on our, current website, but we are working off-site in a private server, so, when the time's right, you will run into that, and, excuse the typing, because my mic is right by the keyboard. Okay. I'm logging into the game via my other place to log in, the secret site. But yeah, okay. Okay. So here are some questions. Yeah. Diablo Scourge asks, when will the site be finished? And considering the word finished and its meaning, I would have to say that it will probably never be finished. I mean, because we're going to keep adding content, because this game is promising in the fact that you can, it's the way it works is that we can just add content, especially the way we're designing it now, the super secret features we're working on. And, honestly, I think that ending the game would be a bad decision, because people would want more and we wouldn't be able to give it to them without breaking our own policies in that sense. And I don't think that's worth the anger of our players, especially since we have such a strong, strong fan base behind us right about now, especially since, you know, this is such a popular project, maybe mainly because it's so, such an interesting idea, in the fact that people are just like, ooh, a game about time traveling that's funny and has a stripper RPG, yay, you know what I mean? I mean, so people are just gonna rush right on in, you know, charge right in. So, yeah, Diablo Scourge also asks, what kind of gameplay will it be? And we didn't answer this question, but I will restate it here. The gameplay will be KOL-ish, King of Lothian-ish. You know, we're going to have some form of turns, but in more abundance than they were before. And there's also going to be, yeah, I mean, it's going to be just like that, you know, point and click in that sense, and, you know, all that. Yeah, you gotta excuse me how slowly I'm going here. So, yeah. Diablo asks, what's the idea for the PvP system? And right now, I honestly don't have a clue if we're going to have a system for that at all. Because, honestly, I don't think that... I don't know how well this would work in, because, I mean, we did have, on the dev forums, we did have a justification for, PvP in case we ever implemented it, but I don't know, and maybe other people will like this, but I'm personally not a club, so I wouldn't be the one voting, too happily a yes when it came to that decision-making there, you know, saying, okay, let's do this, or do that. Okay. The idea... Okay, wrong question. I repeated the same question. Diablo, for one more question, asks, what kind of content will the game feature? And that is a broad, sweeping question. And I think that... Really? I mean, it's just gonna be, you know... We're going to be funny, you know, we're not going to be too serious about ourselves, but we will incorporate at least some seriousness in a sense. I think right now, when we started the game, when I made the original forum thread suggesting let's make it, it was all focused on how this game was pretty much a joke, and I think to get anywhere in development at this point, we have to take it seriously. So humor will probably be lacking for a bit, you know, when we when we start the game when you guys can play it, but when we're developing it, we have to really focus on it, because with projects like these, they die all the time. So we have to just stay focused, and we have to take it seriously. But anyway, game content-wise, you know, it's going to be funny, and it's going to be focused on this time traveling thing. We're going to have references to Back to the Future, that sort of idea, that sort of mantra there, you know. That area is where mostly our humor will come from, and where our content will come from, because as if you've ever listened to the Jick Show, the Jick and Scully Show, you do know that they talk about, you know, like, stripper RPG and, you know, all that stuff. And, you know, considering our stance on, you know, how the game is going to be presented and who's going to be allowed to play it, in a sense, I guess it's going to be 18 up. So we can do, basically, you know, whatever, you know, is a good idea, like the stripper RPG. We probably will change that idea a lot, but still, you know, it's gonna be a big, how do I say it exactly, you know, it's gonna be our focus. Now, yes, I'm scrolling through questions, gonna answer some old ones. I want to kind of elaborate on the thing, right? The questions in here that may have been answered in the front. Morwin asks, when is SoulRaver going to be accepting new registrations? And I say to that, when it's ready, as in when we get the first couple of things in, ready to go, so you people have something to enjoy while we keep working. Yeah, short answer there. References asks, will you be able to further decorate your dorm room? And I think that I'm not going to spoil anything, but I strongly think, to the dev team, I said, yes, we should be able to. You should be able to have things in your room, like, say, a wall socket or customizable posters or a whiteboard, that you can add and that they have a substantial or at least good, interesting effect on your gameplay, or at least in that room. And you'll see when it's implemented, when you can actually use it, when the game is released, how that will work, and I think you guys will like it, because it's more interactive and it'll be more interactive and more interesting than what KOL is like. And I want to just clear that up a bit. We don't want to be KOL, but we don't want to be competition. We want to be another game in that sense. So just to clear two things up there. Is SoulRaver going to have frames? And I say maybe, because it depends on our design. I have to, the design we're using now does, like Satan said, use frames, but that does not mean it is definitely a permanent change. Okay. Chugsworth asks a question that just, I think, I don't want to be too blunt about, but is the intention to retain SoulRaver as a community-based project, or is it the intention to solo-jack the creation aspects layered on the track? And I think that, really, I cannot say too much, because you guys have good ideas sometimes, and I can't just say I'm going to ignore all of them based on our policy one way or the other, or accept them all, because the reason we moved to a privatized forum and we have an IRC channel, which I should actually go in, an IRC channel that is for devs only, is because we don't want the people to know exactly what's going on. We want to give something for the spades to do, the spades to enjoy, because I'm sure there will be at least more than one spade in our game. And if we implement some idea, we don't want to be a fan service, was something I had said before. We do not want to just cater to every inch of the people, because look at Snakes in a Plane, you know? Look where that ended up because of its, decision to, you know, do everything the fans asked of it. I think that was an unfortunate effect, and it would have sucked anyway, probably, but the point there was that I don't know what to think, because I don't want to ignore the players. but I don't necessarily want to cater to their every need. Okay. So excuse the beepings, because I am connecting to SR chat. Okay. Yeah, Furioli and Satan are telling them I'm doing stuff. Okay. Yeah, Enemy Lasagna said, you know, when presented with that question as well, as time and times go on, less ideas will be appropriate. So right now, anything can go, really. So maybe for now, we are reading your ideas, and we are considering them, and they are being posed in a different way in the dev forum. Yeah. So, yeah. Gonna keep going here. Jim Wormmaster asks, when will you have enough hard space rock for the website design? Yeah, front end. I do not know, because site design is kind of near the end of our list. Because we have to get mechanics working. That's a big issue. We have to make sure everything is working so things don't get bugged. That's always important in game design. Okay. References asks, how witty will the witty jokes be? How many witties could a witty, if a witty could wit witty? I do not know, but we will be funny. That's all I'll say. The wittiness is up to you. It's all relative. Pizza Pimp, aka Bob1212, or however one again, asks, why is level 3 quest so hard? Yeah, but he was joking. Will there be a level cap? And there is no way there will be a level cap, because I do think there are people who want to power level, who want to strategize in that kind of environment. I'll leave it up to you people. Go ahead, go to level 1000 or whatever, you know, go ahead. But we'll never probably have content up to a level 1000, obviously. That's too much. That's 1000 quests that we're not. That's just. In our system now, that would be too complicated. And that would not work well for the game. Yeah. Okay, and that was the last of the questions in that thread. I'm going to kind of let it build up then. Yeah. So, I want to give you people an update on the Soul Raver's progress so far. And what's going on right now is that we do have some things worked out, and I will not, of course, I won't, for the lack of available information to you guys right now, I will just say that there are some things that have been decided, and they are, I think, it's standard stuff right now. We do have some ideas decided upon that we cannot implement, but we do, and you know, I'm trying to think about how, right now, we do have some things fundamentally designed, some things do work, and the rest that isn't, Furiole, or, I'm sorry if I'm saying the name wrong, don't know really how, but he is working hard, diligently at coding, and Eagle Metal Dork, our faithful artist, is also working quite diligently to make the art. And I do have to talk about the art. I do like, no offense to Maxwell, who I know is probably listening, or might be, might not, I don't know. But I do believe that I like the style that we're going in with the art, because it's. I will give you guys a hint. It is slightly reminiscent of KOL, but just barely, because, of course, you know, I don't want to be phobic like this, but I don't want to be exactly like KOL, you know. I don't want to just be like, okay, you know, Kingdom Little Thing has a hole in the sky. Let's have a hole in the sky, you know. Of course, we're not going that blatantly like that, but, yeah. And, yeah, I mean, I don't have much to talk about. This is kind of just a, like I said, a preemptive strike when it comes to the podcast. I'm going to give it a week, and I'm going to let you people ask tons and tons and tons of questions for us so we can answer them for, like, a while. And, yeah. So, in the coming week, there may be an Enemy Lasagna, there may be a Furioli, there may be a Satan. I don't know about Furioli, actually. But there probably will be an Enemy Lasagna if the time is right. So, yeah, short show, only 15 minutes. So, yeah, not too impressive, obviously. So, yep, gonna wrap it up. Have a good night, people. See you next week. And by next week, whenever we start to get a schedule.